I can't believe this. Hey, this is the first band I ever saw live in concert. Well, actually, Bad Company is, but these guys were the headliners. What a ridiculous song. Well, they're all ridiculous, but Steve in Oakbrook requested White-Headed Woman by Black Oak Arkansas. Yeah! Wildcard Wednesday. Dan, familiar at all with White-Headed Woman by Black Oak?
I'm glad to hear a second song of theirs after hearing about them for so many years.
Oh, Black Oak. You know, I was in the Black Oak Arkansas fan club. I'm not kidding. I was.
Was there a special name for it, like the Kiss Army?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just a Black Oak Arkansas fan club, not like the Kiss Army, of which I believe I was. I made it all the way to general. Okay. 50 things that you need to eat in Chicago from Thrillist. This is a list that we'll go through, but I want to hear from you guys. Pick a restaurant, pick a dish that is a must go to and a must eat. When you go to this restaurant, you got to get this specific dish, and this is the kind of food that you need to eat. This is what you have to eat when you come to Chicago or you're in Chicago, some of your favorite dishes. So I will give you the first one that's on this list, and these are obviously, I don't think they're in any order. They are just 50 great things. And the first one that's on this list, and I totally agree with this, is a full slab of St. Louis-style ribs from Smoke. Now, I've mentioned many, many times, I live right around the corner from that damn place, and it's phenomenal. Chicago's barbecue scene is surprisingly impressive, but other local ribs can't touch the dry-rubbed apple and oak-smoked St. Louis-style racks on this Northside gem. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. And if I were to pick one thing at Smoke, though, because everything at Smoke is amazing, the St. Louis ribs are great, and that's a really great choice from Thrillist right there. Full slab St. Louis ribs, that's your dish from Smoke. If I were to pick something from Smoke, I'd go right for the brisket. The brisket at Smoke is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Esmeralda, have you ever had the brisket from Smoke?
I want to say I have. I don't remember what I had the last time I was there.
Oh, good God. It's just ridiculous. Everything at that place is nuts. That is really, I mean, I've told people many, many times, I've lived around the corner from Smoke for 5 years now. And it's a wonder I'm a fat bastard. Now, is that what you would pick? What would you pick if you were to tell someone one dish from Smoke? What would it be?
Honestly, I haven't been there, and it's been like a year or two.
Oh, okay.
I made my way over there. I remember having a delicious dessert.
Oh.
It was something with like caramel maybe on top.
Okay. I'm not a big dessert guy, so I would imagine that it's great, because basically everything at Smoke is great. But I'd go brisket first. But again, everything is fantastic there. Dan, have you ever eaten at Smoke?
I have never eaten at Smoke.
Oh, man. It's so good. So, anyway, first one on here, full slab of St. Louis-style ribs at Smoke is the first choice on this Thrillist list. 50 things you need to eat in Chicago. I, of course, would pick very quickly, speaking of ribs, the ribs at Gale Street Inn. It's a Chicago staple. It's a Chicago tradition. It's a completely different kind of rib that you get at a lot of smokehouses. It's a completely different style of rib. Like the ribs that you get at Smoke are absolutely different than the kind of ribs that you get at Gale Street. You know, they're fall off the bone, covered in sauce. You know, there's no dry rub on them. you really literally don't even have to. If you don't want to, you don't even. If you pick up the bone, the meat will just fall right off the bone. And it's a different style. They're covered in sauce. Different style. Fantastic. So, I mean, I think everything at Gale Street is great. I would recommend the entire menu is great. I mean, the last time I was there, something that wasn't even on the menu. It was a special. And it was crab cake stuffed trout, and it was phenomenal. But the signature dish at the Gale Street Inn is the ribs. So what about you? 312-981-7200. Pick a place, pick a dish, 50 things that you need to eat when you're in Chicago. We'll take a break and we'll talk to you guys all about that after the news. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. 708 requested on Wildcard Wednesday a little Santana for his sister. And there you go. If you would like to get it some Wildcard Wednesday, we would love to hear from you. It's 312-981-7200. Text your requests for Wildcard Wednesday. Okay, we are talking about things that you need to eat when you're in Chicago. There's a list from Thrillist that we're using, and we want to hear from you. Place a dish. We would love to hear what would you insist that people eat in Chicago. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, what do you think? I'm sure you have a few.
Yeah.
So what would you like first jump in with?
So my first thought when you told me earlier was Pequod's Pizza.
That's on here.
Because I'm sorry, but I don't like deep dish. I very rarely eat deep dish pizza.
I just got robbed.
What is that? What you were gonna say?
Pequod's was totally off.
But that pizza is so good, and I've had their thin crust, not that great.
See,
deep dish though, I love it.
Yeah, and you know, you're not offending me when you say that, Esmeralda. I don't like deep dish pizza at all. The only deep dish pizza that I eat, and I like Pequod's, but Pequod's isn't really deep dish; it's pan.
Well, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's pan pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, no, pan. That's actually pan pizza. It's a little thicker than most pan pizzas.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Deep dish is the big crazy casserole.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
Yeah,
that's too much.
I like Lou Malnati's. It's the only time I'll ever eat it is at Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, no, it's good, but it's just a very. It's every once in a while, and it's
right.
That once in a while is very limited.
But Pequod's is great, and Vic, you were going to say Pequod's?
Yeah, but I was going to say the thin crust at Pequod's.
Oh.
I don't like it. I had it once.
It's
and
so
I got,
thin.
I got so mad because I'm like, oh, man. Could have had a pan pizza.
I've never had it, and I've never had Pequod's thin. I've only had the pan pizza. And, I mean, obviously, I think what everybody would say is the key to the pan pizza is that they line the side of the pan with cheese. And it gets all crusty, and it burn. You know, it kind of burns in there, and it's that to me is like one of the. That's the key to what makes it amazing. Now, Dan, what about Pequod's? You like Pequod's?
I actually dislike Pequod's, and I love deep dish pizza. So I am on the opposite end of everybody else.
Wow.
Here, so I tend towards Giordano's over Lou's. I like Lou's, but I prefer Giordano's for the 8 pounds of cheese they put on there.
Where do you get the stuffed pizza? Is that Giordano's?
Yes.
So that's stuffed pizza. Because
right,
stuffed pizza is another like crust on top. Yeah. Now, Vic, I've never had the thin crust at Pequod's.
Try it. It is so thin. I mean, if you like thin crust,
I love
pizza, it is the thinnest you can get. It's delicious.
The thinner the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta go there. I have another one though.
Yeah.
If we can.
Yeah.
And I'm going to challenge you on this one because I've already looked up the barbecue joint you're talking about, and I've got the address and the phone number. I'm going to go there. But Mariano's in Ravenswood, I know it sounds flaky, but Mariano's has a barbecue joint in it in Ravenswood. It's called Todd's Barbecue, and I challenge you to try the brisket there.
Oh, I would love to.
It's incredible.
I would love to. It's Todd's. It's inside of Mariano's?
It's inside Mariano's in Ravenswood,
okay.
Right by the train tracks there.
Okay.
And I think it's on the second level. You'll smell it. Just follow your nose. In fact, when you park, you'll smell it outside. It's
okay.
Amazing.
All right, Mariano's. Well, the Mariano's has Todd's Barbecue
yes.
inside it, and
yes.
you say the brisket's great.
It is. It's phenomenal.
Okay. Now, you've never gone to Smoke?
Nope. I'm going to go there, though. I literally just looked up. I put the address in my phone.
Yeah, like stop by my place. I live right around the
yeah,
live right around the corner.
I'll bring over some brisket.
Bring over some brisket for me, will you, if you don't mind? now, Esmeralda, do you have a barbecue place?
You know, I don't.
I mean, you mentioned Smoke. You like Smoke.
Yeah, I like Smoke. I would love to do a tour of barbecue joints because I have not really delved into barbecue at all. The only sort of barbecue I like, Pork Shop, you've ever been there?
Yeah.
I like the pork belly pastrami, so it's not even barbecue.
Right.
So yeah, I need to do some reconnaissance work.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of good barbecue places in and around the city, and I'm sure people can, you know, will call in or text with their choices. 312-981-7200.
I like Robinson's.
Well, Robinson's is fine.
That's delicious, that chain. Anytime I see it at a sports center place, mm-hmm. I'm like, yay.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else we got on this list here? I'm just going to go through the list here and just pick some stuff out. An obvious one, the Garrett mix from Garrett Popcorn, which...
That's so good.
It's phenomenal.
Just walking by those places.
Yeah.
Is a treat.
But the Garrett mix is the best one, and that was called the Chicago mix, but now it's called the Garrett mix, from what I understand. I think they changed it.
Yeah, and you'll know the difference if you've ever gone to any convenience store or Walgreens, and they have the Chicago mix, but it's not Garrett's, it's just like a generic.
Right.
No, it's not the same.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
It's not. And it's the caramel corn and the cheddar corn mixed. And it's got to be Garrett's. It's got to be. Every time I've ever gone to a Hawks game, and I was lucky enough to be in a suite, they have a dessert cart that goes around from suite to suite. And I'm not a big dessert guy. And everybody goes nuts when the dessert carts. If you're in a suite, people go nuts because you can get like a ton of stuff. And they've got like you can get shots of Bailey's and stuff like that. So people just go nuts. The only thing that I used to when I was a drinker, I would get a shot of Bailey's. But I would always get, they had Garrett's popcorn on there, and I would always get a bag of the Chicago mix or the Garrett mix. It's great. Now, Dan, are you a popcorn guy? Do you enjoy the Garrett mix?
You know, I kind of go back and forth on it. Some days I think it's great. Just other times I'm just like, just give me the cheddar, because that's what I usually, you know, end up like. If I can see what I'm getting, I usually end up picking the cheddar over the caramel.
Yeah, but you grab a little caramel.
Together, man.
Yeah.
I just always enjoy the cheddar more than the caramel.
Okay.
So it's kinda...
Well, I mean, they're both good together or separate. There's just no question about it. Jim in Carbondale says, the enchiladas and mole sauce from El Presidente on Ashland, the best Mexican food. All right, listen, let me...
Let me explain real quick.
Yeah.
I had a friend who lived over there. He got sick from that place.
Well, listen, let me explain something about El Presidente. I don't know, honest to God, if I have ever, because I don't drink anymore, but had ever been in El Presidente sober or before 2 o'clock in the morning. So I cannot accurately judge the food at El Presidente. Because El Presidente is and was one of those places that you go to when the bar's closed and you're loaded. That's yeah, what were you going to say?
Or you're sober and it's on your lunch break and you work down the block like I did.
Oh. So
I can attest that I
okay, is the food, because I can't accurately, I swear to God, I can't tell you whether it's good or not.
As someone who ate it on his lunch break, I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, well, that makes sense. I can't. Esmeralda, what about you? El Presidente?
I've never been, but I'm telling you, I had a friend and got sick. And I'm like, no.
Well,
I'm cool.
You sure it was the food and not what he drank before he came there?
No, because he lived right there.
Oh, he lived, so he went.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I'm kind of like,
And, you know, I El Presidente was actually the punchline of a joke in a play that I wrote. I was like, I don't know why this. It wasn't me, but one of the characters in the play said, I don't know what the problem with this broad was. He was not a likable guy. I just want to say that right now. He said, I don't know what the problem with this broad was. I took her to a movie and afterwards took her to El Presidente and she still wouldn't give it up. He played this. The character was a jerk bartender, and that was like one of his lines. I was trying to think of like the least romantic place that you could take a girl, you know, and expect romance afterwards. Like you expect, yeah, I took her to El Presidente, man. I'm going to get lucky. No, you're not. I'm trying to remember. I know, and I think I picked a specific movie too. I can't remember which movie I picked. Yeah, I took her to see, and I think it might have been like Lethal Weapon 4. I took her to see Lethal Weapon 4, and then we went to El Presidente, and she still didn't give me any.
Not Dead Ringers?
No, it wasn't Dead Ringers. I used that in a different play. That joke that I just told you was in Here Comes a Regular. The El Presidente joke was in Here Comes a Regular. So, but Jim in Carbondale enjoys the enchiladas and the mole sauce. Have you been to a Rick Bayless restaurant, Jim? You ever tried a mole sauce that Rick Bayless has made? Because Rick Bayless makes the best mole sauce on the planet. Esmeralda, would you agree with that?
I don't think I've had his mole.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda.
There's a lot of other places.
Yeah, I know that, and I know you would know that as well. But I'm telling you, and I know that you know Mexican cuisine very, very well, you got to try Bayless's mole. It's seriously, he's got amazing mole sauces.
Although, let's see, Dan, did you ever eat tacos in El Presidente?
No, I usually go burrito or nachos.
Because my sign of are you good or not is how the tacos are. And do you do lettuce and tomato? Because if you do lettuce and tomato, no. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I think a lot of places do lettuce and tomato because people expect lettuce and tomato.
You can get it, but if it's like that's how they give it to you always?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever gone to Burrito House on Lincoln near Addison right next to the Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, gosh. Now, that's another one. I don't think I've ever been in there.
That's my favorite.
Beverages.
Now, I'll tell you something. I've been there as well. I had been there drunk, but I've been there many times sober. Many times. And that place is great. They have great burrito. I really like that place. Of all the burrito houses, and there's like 80 of them, that one is pretty high up on the list in terms of quality. I really like that place. So, all right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, we got more texts coming in, and more. What is the dish and the restaurant that you think should be on the list for the 50 things that you have to eat in Chicago? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. And I was we were talking about places where you would take someone to get great food. Great place, great dish. By the way, 773 area code on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. And it is wild. It's always wild. It's never not wild. Sugar, Sugar by the Archies. You know, we were talking about Mexican places beforehand, Esmeralda. And I can't remember the name. It's on Clark, just south of Wrigley. Great Mexican place. And we used to go there before and after games all the time.
La Bamba's?
Because it's right by the L tracks. If you go, I want to say
on
it's
Addison?
No. It's south of Addison. South of Addison. No, I'm sorry. North of Addison. North of Addison. On the west side of Clark, right by the train tracks, and it's right near the Sheffield. You know that triple intersection there, where Einstein's Bagel used to be there. It's right down the street from there. And I can't remember the name of it. Maybe somebody knows. 312-981-7200.
I know what you're talking about. I think it closed.
No, did it?
It depends because I think they had two. There was one right by the tracks, but then like maybe three doors down, there was another one.
Maybe that's, you know what? I think you're right. But the one that we used to go to was on the corner, and the door entered like at the corner, like right under the L tracks.
Yeah, that one's gone.
It is?
That one is gone, yeah. And it actually, it was supposed to be like some grilled cheese place, and then that closed. Now it's supposed to be something else.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've been to Wrigleyville, man. I mean, that was my go-to. That was Heather and I used to go there all the time. We would go there for Mexican food after the game.
But the other one is the same. Like, they're the same people, I think. It's the same restaurant. It's just, for some reason, they were just very close to each other.
Yeah, and, well, I think the one that you're talking about that is connected to that one, that might be the same restaurant, that had, like, an open window area. Like, you could walk by and...
Right, it had a patio.
It had a patio. This one didn't. This one was the... It had, like, a corner feel to it. It was, like, right on the corner.
Yeah, that one's gone.
And the kitchen was right there. You'd walk in. You could sit at the counter and see the guys prepare the food. That place was great. man, I can't believe it's closed. All right. It's, God, it's been such a long time. I just don't hang out in Wrigleyville anymore. I mean, this is, you know, we used to go to Cub games like all the time, and now.
Yeah. According to Google, like Google,
the
view thing, it was a big cheese. That's what it was called, the big cheese. And then that thing, oh, it was a poutine place. And that place did not last.
Wow. Boy, that was a great Mexican. Did you ever go there when it was there, Esmeralda?
I remember going. I don't remember having any big opinions on the food.
Boy, I thought it was good. Let's see. Jer Bear from Twin Lakes says, I would recommend Super Dog. Yeah, you know, you got to go to Super Dog. One, more than anything else for the experience, because it's just so cool to go there. You know, and then they have like car night where you can go there and you can see like really cool vintage cars and collector cars and stuff. It's a drive-in. That experience doesn't exist really.
Did you know they had a place to sit down the street?
Yeah, don't they have benches and stuff?
No, like there's the drive-in thing, and then you can go like a few like doors down. There's a where you can like a restaurant.
Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, I've never. I've been going to Superdog for years.
Been going to the drive-in one.
Yeah, I thought that was the only one. I thought it was just there.
No, I think it's down the street, or that's what someone told me. I was like, what?
I don't know. Oh! I don't know. My issue with Superdog, here's my issue with Superdog. Like Superdog, good hot dogs, great experience, way overpriced. Way overpriced.
Okay, here it's on Milwaukee. It's just south. It's 333 South Milwaukee.
Wait a minute, 333.
The other one. It's in Wheeling.
Oh. Okay.
So there's another one. It's on Milwaukee.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
That's on Milwaukee too. So there's two separate locations on Milwaukee.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the scary blinking hot dogs.
The scary blinking hot dogs.
Well, because only one eyeball blinks. It's a little frightening.
He's winking at you, Esmeralda.
He's winking.
It's a little scary because it's just like, that light.
Wow. Okay.
That was our triple play. We would go Super Dark for lunch, Gale Street for dinner, and then we go to Margie's for dessert. That was what we would do when we bring people in from out of town.
Margie's, man. Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you're going to go to Margie's, just go right down the street and get the best thin crust pizza in the city. Right down the street.
Oh, we go to the Montrose Margie's.
Oh, the Montrose Margie's. Yeah. Well, that makes sense if that's your area that you're doing. Okay. I was thinking the original Margie's on Western. Yeah.
That is on my list, your pizza place.
John's.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm such swear to God. It's the best thin crust pizza. It's so damn good. And that place is so cool. Like 2100 West, 2100 Northwestern. John's Pizzeria, old school, best thin crust pizza. Let's see, real quick. Here's Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
No, I can't go to sleep. I'm trying to go to sleep, and now you're talking about all this damn food.
I know, man.
It was El Jardin, I believe, that you're talking about.
El Jardin. I think you're right.
The Mexican restaurant that was right by the L, right in the corner, turned into a bar late night years ago.
And it's not, so it's not a, El Jardin, you're exactly right, that's El Jardin. And it's not, so it's not El Jardin anymore, it's gone.
No, that's gone. There's another El Jardin in the burbs somewhere, but it's gone from there.
Man, that place was great.
And the Superdog is right next door to Bob Chin's in Wheeling. It's literally connected right to the parking lot.
Seriously? It's right at Bob Chin's? Holy cow.
Right above Chin's.
Wow.
It's a huge eat-in area.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. I had no idea that one existed. I just knew about the one in Chicago on Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty good as well.
All right.
You know,
all right. Thank you, Mike.
All right,
buddy. Take care. El Jardin. That's the place.
I think the one down the street still exists.
Okay. I love that place. I'm so sad that the place isn't around anymore. That was my go-to place. Well, it was me and Heather. When I was with Heather, we were together for almost 7 years, and that was like any time. The two places that we would go to eat before or after a Cub game was Murphy's on Belmont near Racine for hot dogs, and then El Jardin. Clark. So, all right, we got a break here. We'll take a break. News is next, and then we'll talk more food. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist. Brad, B-52s, Private Idaho. Private Idaho! It's my fantastic Fred Schneider. All righty then. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You'd like to request something for Wild Card Wednesday. And also, we're jumping in here. We're talking about 50 dishes, 50 things that you need to eat in Chicago. We'll get back to that. We got a ton of texts coming in and some phone calls and stuff. And if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5. And then after that is Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200. All right, let's go through a few more of these texts and we'll get back to the list. 847 area code says a deep dish pizza at the original Pizzeria Uno on Ohio. Also, Superdog, hot dog and fries at Superdog at Milwaukee and Nagel. People enjoy the Superdog. And let's see. Not necessarily dish, but rainbow ice cream cone. Now, that's on the list. The rainbow ice cream cone is on the list. And you know what else is on the list, Esmeralda?
What's that?
On this Thrillist list? tamales from the Tamale Guy.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Because they are good.
They're phenomenal. They're great.
You're talking about the guys that are with the coolers, or is this an actual place?
No, no. It's the it's the guy with the cooler.
Yeah.
But it depends.
North Side, I miss that. Every corner in my neighborhood, you used to be able to get those every Sunday morning.
What do you mean it depends?
Oh, yeah. Well, because there's the one. There's two guys.
Right.
And there's a whole story. Right. It's a whole drama.
You can follow this guy on Twitter, right? His okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not really him because he doesn't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
But it's the shorter dude because there's a bigger guy.
Right. And the shorter guy is the dude.
He's the original.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the guy. And he would go, I mean, that guy would not stop because, I mean, I hung out at a place called Ricochet's in Lincoln Square, which is on the north side. And he would go that far north.
Yeah. And did you ever realize how hot the tamales were?
Always.
Did you ever notice that?
Always.
I asked him, and he's like, because he said in Mexico, he was some sort of engineer of some sort, and he knows how to keep them hot. Because you would open that bag, and it'd be like 2 a.m.
Steam would pour out of them.
They'd be... Yeah. Yeah, and there's nothing in his car to keep them heated.
Yeah.
Other than a cooler.
That's one thing that I miss... about going out and hanging out at bars is the visit from the tamale guy.
Yeah. And I don't know. I know Vic was saying, because on the corners of most places, there's tamales, but I've never had those, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
It could be good.
You got the little food carts and stuff like that. I've done the corn many times.
Do you like the mayo on
there? Oh, man, please.
I don't dig the mayo. I love mayo, but I just can't.
Oh, man. I love that stuff, man. Jay says, Edison Park Inn made thin crust pizza in a brick oven. I met friends there and ate there after work. Edison Park Inn. That's a bar, isn't it? Isn't Edison Park Inn is like a, do they have food there?
Yeah, they have a food and they've got upstairs.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I haven't been there in, 20 years maybe, at least. Leanne and Mike said ribs at Twin Acres going on over 50 years. Twin Anchors.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, Twin Anchors. That place is great, though. 773 area code says, I'm Mexican and El Presidente is average. All right. I'm not Mexican. I think it's below average. That's just me. Wild Bill here. Hey, Wild Bill was at Airplane last night. Thank you, Wild Bill. And he says, by the way, I was at Airplane. Did you notice that Jerry's Kids was one of the charities begging at the airport? Yes, I did notice that. He says, Chicago pizza and oven grinder on Clark with the pizza pot pies. Those are, you ever have that? It's actually called upside down pizza.
V thinks it's an abomination.
It is.
He hasn't had one. I'm like, but it's still good.
No, it is an abomination, but it's good. It is an absolute abomination. I also think deep dish pizza is an abomination, you know? Dan, did you ever see the rant that Jon Stewart did about Chicago style pizza?
I did, yes.
Versus New York style pizza.
Right.
Okay, here's the thing. I hate New York style pizza. I can't stand it. It whenever I see somebody fold a slice of pizza, I'd like to smack them right in the mouth. And I don't like the big floppy, you know, triangular shaped pizza. Again, let's go to fold it. Let's go get a pie. Oh, shut up. Yeah, I'm going to fold my pizza. I'm going to fold my slice. Oh!
Was that what they ate before they went to the San Diego Zoo?
That's exactly right. Well, how come this monkey's not juggling? Oh! I don't see the hippo doing impressions. Whoa, whoa, what the hell is this? So, I don't like New York-style pizza. Let me preface this by saying that New York-style pizza is ridiculous, okay? But everything that Jon Stewart says about deep dish pizza, he's right. Like that, you know, that whole rant that he went on, every criticism that he has about Chicago-style deep dish pizza, he's absolutely right. Now, compared to New York pizza, they both suck as far as I'm concerned, but every criticism and everything that he made fun of in regards to deep dish pizza, he's 1,000% right. It's not a deep, he said it's not a pizza, it's a casserole. At one point, he says, I'm surprised that you didn't put the little crispy fried onions on top of it. What's that? Something like that.
I'm sure you can get one with those.
Yeah, I'm sure you can, too. I know. But no, listen, Esmeralda, the Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder, it's not pizza. I don't know what. It's like Taco Bell in that regard, because Taco Bell's not Mexican food, and that's not pizza.
It's so delicious.
It's really good.
Have you had the salads with that dressing?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that poppy seed dressing. Yep. Wonderful.
It's very good. Marty Gumbo from Heaven on 7. I agree with you, Marty, 100%. Every Friday, when I was working on the weekends, Fridays and Saturday nights, every Friday night, before coming into work, I would go across the street to the Heaven on 7, which is no longer there, in the 600 North Michigan building where the 600 North Michigan Theater is. And what I would usually do is I would go to a movie at the 600 North Michigan, come down the escalator, go in, get myself a big bowl of gumbo, bring it across the street, and eat it at work every Friday night. Heaven on 7, one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's still a Heaven on 7 that's around, the original, but the one across the street here off of Michigan Avenue is no longer there. 815 area code says, Tamale Spaceship on Damon. What's the Tamale Spaceship on Damon?
They used to be a food truck. I think they still are a food truck, but oh. Now, I think now they have a spot.
Oh?
I haven't had it. I hear it's good.
Okay.
It's like gourmet tamales.
Yeah, I'd rather eat the tamale out of the cooler from the tamale guy. That's just me. Okay, we got a break here.
They do have luchadores as their mascot, though, at the Tamale Spaceship.
They do?
Yeah, I think the dudes in the food truck when they're serving.
Are they dressed as luchadors?
Yeah, he's got a luchador mask.
Come on now. Now I got to go. Get served tamales by a luchador? Come on. Are they going to jump off the top rope, flip, and then give me my tamale? Is that what's going to happen?
They slam it in your face.
I'm all for it. Man, I love luchadors, man. Rule. You know, years ago in WWC Wrestling, they had some offshoots. One of them was called the NWO, which was the New World Order. And then they had, like, other ones. And one of them was the LWO, which was the Latino World Order. And it was, like, all the Latino wrestlers, you know, started this, like, group called the LWO. And they had, like, a behind-the-scenes, quote-unquote, behind-the-scenes party of the LWO having a party, a big house party. And there was a luchador named Psychosis, and he had one of the best luchador masks of all time. He was a terrific wrestler too. Most Mexican wrestlers are fantastic. Luchadors rule. But at one point, they were showing like what was happening in the party, and for some reason, Psychosis was stuck doing dishes. So you see Psychosis with an apron on, with his luchador mask on, doing dishes. One of my favorite things I've ever seen was a luchador with an apron on doing dishes at a party and not happy about it. And his name is Psychosis. Oh, man. See, now I got to go to that place. All right. We got a break here. We got more food stuff coming up. Yeah. Oh, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Alan requested the alternative version of 25 or 6 to 4 from Chicago's Greatest Hits album. That's an abomination. Okay. 312-981-7200. You ready for more of the stuff on this list, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right, let's see. You've got the Yaburrito at Papa's Cache Sabroso. It's a Puerto Rican, named after a Puerto Rican character. It's meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and mayo on a garlicky bun of fried plantain.
Ooh.
Oh. All right. Bing Bread from Parachute. Upscale Korean restaurant from Top Chef Beverly Kim. You should try the Bing Bread. It's bread stuffed with bacon, potato, and onions.
Yes, please.
All right. How about the 40-day ribeye, David Burke's Prime House? Best steak in Chicago. Here it is, a 28-day aged in-house ribeye at David Burke's. It's very good. It's a better than standard steak. The 55-day aged is for the bold with a taste like blue cheese funk and ironed bar in the meat. 40-day aged ribeye is stronger. In short, it's just right. Okay. The turtle sundae from Margie's Candies. Yeah, Dan's very excited about the turtle sundae from Margie's. Yeah, you like the turtle sundae, Dan? Is that your go-to?
Yeah, usually. I mean, you know, but that's the beautiful thing about the place. You just get a, you know, regular scoop of anything, and it's delightful. But, yeah, those turtles. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, now, they picked the Slayer from Kuma's. The Slayer is good. It is, the Slayer is very good. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Kuma's Corner, and there's Kuma's 2. There's two of them. But Kuma's Corner has some of the best burgers in the city and some of the best burgers I've ever had. It's a long wait. It's a crazy place. Lots of tats, lots of piercing, and blasting heavy metal. And all of the burgers are named after heavy metal artists. And they pick the Slayer. So, Esmeralda, have you ever been to Kuma's?
Yeah.
You don't like Kuma's?
I don't. You know what? I think it's a bit of too much hype. I think they focus more on their toppings than the actual meat.
Wow, okay.
I'd rather go to Bad Apple. I can have a conversation there.
Yeah. I don't know. I love Kuma's. I think Kuma's is pretty badass. The Kuma's Slayer is a 10-ounce patty stacked on top of a bed of fries, smothered in chili, cherry peppers, caramelized onions, andouille sausage, shredded and melted Monterey Jack, and green onion. So, it's what? Hey, Dan, could you look up the Metallica for me? Because I remember really enjoying the Metallica. And I don't mean just the band, because I do enjoy Metallica to listen to and see in concerts. But the Metallica at Kuma's, I believe, is the one that I've ordered. I get confused because they're all, I don't know, you know, like one from the other. But every time I've had a burger at Kuma's, I've really enjoyed it. I really like Kuma's a lot.
The Metallica burger comes with bacon, blue cheese dressing, buffalo sauce, lettuce, tomato, and onion.
That's it. That's the Metallica. That's the one I like the most. I like that one the most. Oh, from Portillo's. You know, what do you think they pick from Portillo's? Dan, you've seen the list, so you know.
I have, yes.
All right. Esmeralda, take a guess. What do you think from Portillo's? Now, you've been to Portillo's, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Many, many times, because
yeah,
it rules. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I would say not hot dogs or beefs, because those are kind of everywhere, and they're okay there, but I wouldn't say they're extraordinary. Do they got that chocolate cake on
there? Yeah, the cake shake.
Oh, the shake.
The shake. Yeah, the cake shake.
You know, Mary Vandeveld makes a copycat of that chocolate cake.
What?
Yeah, she does.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I've had it when there's leftovers in the newsroom. It's good.
Is it traffic person only? What the hell?
Yeah, what does that mean? Nobody else can eat it except for traffic people?
Is she back this morning?
In the newsroom. No, not yet. You're going to make her make you a cake.
I want the cake. I want the...
DiGilio hates sweets and he's interested.
I want it. Okay. By the way, beef and hot dogs are great at Portillo's.
No, they're
Esmeralda.
Good, but you know, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you got to go to Portillo's and get a hot dog.
Well, I say you got to go to Portillo's for the chili dog. I've said this a million times. I've said this a million times. And the reason why I specifically say chili dog is because I don't know how they do it. And I've had hundreds of chili dogs at Portillo's, not just one location. Different Portillo's locations. If I order a chili dog, it's the best chili dog anywhere in the world. One of the reasons why, first of all, the hot dogs are always good. They have great hot dogs at Portillo's. Nice snap to them, really well cooked. Great. The chili is very good. The cheese is good and the onions are fresh. The key to the reason why, what puts the Portillo's chili dog over the top, is the fact that they, I don't know how they do it, but they scientifically put the exact right amount of chili on the hot dog. It's not too much so that the bun's all soaked. You got to get a spoon. It's all going to pour off. It's not too little, but it's exactly the right amount, and none of it falls off. None of it. You can eat the chili dog. You don't need 8 million napkins. You don't need a spoon. And in every single time, consistently, it is the perfect amount of chili that is on the chili dog at Portillo's. Love it. So they pick the pig face from Girl and the Goat, which is fantastic. Have you ever had the pig face? Dan, have you ever been to Girl and Goat?
I have not been there.
Esmeralda?
I haven't either. I want to go.
Oh, man, that
I'm
place
a fan
is great.
Of her.
I've had
the
Stephanie.
Top chef.
I've had Stephanie on the show about four or five times, and I was lucky enough to have gone there and, like, been treated and had her, like, serve me and stuff. And she, the first thing she brought out was the pig face, and I was like, ugh. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. And Stephanie is such a cool chick. Seriously, Stephanie Eisard is what was awesome on the Chicago Top Chef, and then she won, represent. She won Top Chef. She was the first chick to win Top Chef. And she's a badass. And what she has done with her restaurants is remarkable. The success she's had over the past 10 years has been amazing. And everything that you can get at Girl and the Goat is unbelievable. Everything. It's so good. And there, you know, I don't know if you can. I got in on it really early. And I think now you got a waiting list. Don't you have like a wait? It's like a ridiculous. Like, can you get into the Girl and the Goat now? Because I went when it first opened, like when
you
she first
can,
opened.
But
the place.
I think you have to make reservations are like months ahead of time.
It's crazy. It's so good. They picked the cinnamon roll at Ann Sather. I would have to agree with that. The cinnamon roll at Ann Sather is pretty spectacular.
I have never been able to see an open Ann Sather.
Well, because they close at like noon.
I know. That's like I've never seen them open. I've never had the chance.
Peking duck at Sun Hoa.
I haven't had that duck.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they're talking about is the whole thing. Like
yes.
You order the dinner.
The big group when you have like it's the thing with that involves 20 people around.
But I'll just get the duck, like a little order of duck. Oh my gosh, it's so good. That place is amazing.
Yes, it is.
But so good.
Not had the duck, but that place is amazing.
The roast. Have you had the roast pork?
Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
if like death row meals.
Yeah,
that's gonna be.
That's
amazing.
It. That's your
well,
death row.
Well, not all of it. It's gonna be a big accumulation.
Of not all of it.
Things.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Be a lot.
We got a break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll talk more food. We got a ton of texts coming in, and we'll talk a little bit more about the 50 things that you need to eat in Chicago. Take a little Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. Yeah. Make sure you send a copy to my lawyer, Maria. Wild Card Wednesday. 312-981-7200. 262. Take a Letter, Maria by R.B. Greaves. Yeah.
It's just that name.
R.B. Greaves.
All right.
Yeah. That's him. Oh. So, Wild Card Wednesday. It never ceases to be wild, does it, Dan?
Never fails.
Never fails. Never fails. The wildness of Wild Card Wednesday is always present. All right. Let's get back to this list here of 50 things that you need to eat. By the way, coming up at 5 is Steve Grzanich in the opening bell.
It's not R.B. Greaves.
It's not R.B. Greaves. R.B. Greaves.
The business of breaking up, apparently.
Nice one.
Send a letter. Maria, take a letter. Send it to my lawyer. All right, let's go to a few texts here, and then we'll get back to the list. You ready for this? 219 area code simply says the slinger with an exclamation point.
What's that?
I'm sorry?
Slinger?
You don't know the slinger?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, man. Okay. Have you ever been to the Diner Grill on Irving just west of Ashland?
I just went there like a month ago.
Late?
Yeah.
Okay. Was no one eating a slinger at the counter?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I do remember they had a thing. I think they had like a thing on the wall about it.
Yes. The slinger. Now, I'm not going to be able to remember what it is because I haven't been to the Diner Grill.
It's like a big pile of mishmash, right?
Yeah. And they give you like a certificate when you finish it.
Oh, two hamburger patties, two sunny side up eggs, mm-hmm. cheese, hash browns, mm-hmm. onions covered with chili, and served with a side of toast.
That's not that bad.
And then there's the super. Then there's like the super slinger where they add pancakes.
Ugh.
They add other stuff.
See, that's what gets you.
But the slinger is like
the pancake.
Yeah, pancake. Because then it's really sweet. No, okay. And then usually they give you at least
the slinger
four.
The slinger is enough. I'm telling you. But the thing about the slinger is it exists because people, drunks come in and they see the thing on the wall. Can you finish the slinger? And it's like, you damn right I can. And you get like four idiots sitting at the counter and there's no tables. And for those of you who've never been to the Diner Grill, it's just this, it's one counter.
Yeah.
You walk in, it's one counter. And I cannot tell you the number of times I've been to the Diner Grill. Many there was a period of time when it was nightly. I was at the Diner Grill every night.
He was telling me he used to live around there and he was spouting the wonderfulness that was that place. He finally took me there.
I probably oh boy he's a classy dude taking you to the Diner Grill. Did he take you to El Presidente afterwards?
Did he give you a card there?
Yeah, did he have a little greeting card? This is an honor of your to the Diner Grill. So that's the slinger. It's available only at the Diner Grill.
Okay.
And if you get one, if you finish it, you get a certificate, and then you vomit all over the place. But it's interesting to be there at like 3 or 4 in the. Well, I don't think that's another place I've never been. No. I take that back. I that was like a meeting place. For Cub games a lot.
Oh, okay.
We would meet there. So, and then probably end up there afterwards. So, but seriously though, there's great food at the diner. What did you have when you were there? What did you have?
Oh, I probably just had eggs.
Like eggs and bacon and stuff. Yeah, but it was always good. You know what they have? You know what are great there? Burgers. Because they have, it's open 24 hours, the Diner Grill. Never closes. Open 24 hours. That grill is seasoned, man. We're talking about a diner that's been around for decades that I don't know has ever been closed. That grill has got years and years and years of flavor in it. And you get a burger, just get like a double cheeseburger there.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
I'll have to.
Just get burgers and fries next time you go there. Yeah. Just get simple burger and fries.
What are the fries? Are they like thick cut?
No, they're thin cut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like steak fries. It's like thin cut fries. No, they're good. Yeah, I'm telling you, the burgers at that place are great. The breakfast stuff is great because it all gets cooked on the same grill. So you're eating a burger that's been cooked the same place an egg has.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't go wrong. Eggs. And if you do an egg right.
Yeah. And it's all flat top. The whole thing is, and it's all done on flat top. I love that place. I do. 708 says, Vito and Nick's Pizza is the best place for thin crust, 84th and Pulaski on the south side. Yes, I've been there, and it's phenomenal. And it's very, very, very similar to John's. They are really, really close. And Vito and Nick's is great. Mm-hmm. I prefer John's. One, I prefer John's because I'm on the north side, and it's not real easy for me to get to 84th and Pulaski. Two, I just think it's better. Let's see. 224 area code says, Nick, I always like getting a hot dog from the vendors at local parks. Oh, yeah, the little carts. Little carts in the parks. At Independence Park, right by my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
There's this cart, like, right at the base of the entrance of of Independence Park. And I've had dogs there before, and they're really good. 847 area code says there's an El Jardin in Lake Zurich near Route 22nd and Ila Road. We live around the corner. It features inside and outside dining. How does that help me?
Well, one day you'll be around there, and then you'll know.
All right. 847 area code says no one ever mentions the Polish sausage with grilled onions at John's Hot Dogs 38th in Halstead.
Okay.
Let's see. 847 area code says the Wheeling Superdog is really cool because it looks like a spaceship.
Hmm.
Does it look like a spaceship, Esmeralda?
I wasn't in it.
Oh no, you just had people tell you about
it. I saw that they had the.
Got it. 331 area code. Does anybody mention Gene and Jude's best hot dogs and fries? I agree. Best hot dog in the city, Gene and Jude's. You've been?
I haven't.
My dad hates Gene and Jude's. We were just talking about this. We were just talking about this with George on my birthday on Saturday. George Karzis. Karzis, are you listening, buddy? Give me an answer. We're not playing VH1, but you can give me an answer. George came to the table and we started talking about food, obviously, mm-hmm. which comes up.
Yeah.
And then my dad mentioned how much he hates Gene and Jude's. And I was like,
now why?
Because he thinks he doesn't like, my dad does not like the snappy hot dog.
Oh.
Okay. But that's what the hot dog is, though.
Which, yeah, that's the nice.
It's, yeah. It's like a real hot dog. But my dad, he hates him. 708 area code says, is Manny's on your list? You got to go there for corned beef. Have you been to Manny's?
And I want to go.
Oh,
so
good
bad.
Lord, Esmeralda. You have to go to Manny's.
I want to go so bad.
Here's the Dan, have you been to Manny's?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God almighty. Oh, dear God almighty. Listen, let me explain something to you. You have to go to Manny's. This is just, it's a must. I didn't go to Manny's until 2009. Okay? And I went with Heather and a couple of other people, and when they found out that I had never been to Manny's, they're like, wait, hold on a second. We immediately got in the car and went. And it's phenomenal.
They close early.
4, maybe?
I think that might be why I've never, because usually it's like, oh, no, they're closed.
Yeah. It's also, I mean, it's on this, it's way south in the loop.
Right.
You know, off of Roosevelt. But it's, man, it's so good. It's so good. Get the corned beef. Oh, God. Ridiculous.
When do they open? Let's go.
I think they open for breakfast. I think you can go. I think they may be open at like 7 or 8 in the morning. And then I think they go to 4 or 5. I'm not sure. All right. How about this is a back to the list here from Thrillist. Mm. The glazed old-fashioned donut from the Donut Vault. I don't even know where the Donut Vault is.
I think there's a couple of them.
Oh, is there?
Like it's a small chain, a local small chain. I don't know if I've had it.
There are many donuts in the city, but nothing is more iconic than the wonderfully moist, old-fashioned donut lacquered in sugary glaze from Brendan Sadikoff's seemingly always sold-out Donut Emporium. Okay. Depression Dog from Red Hot Ranch. With the noticeable absence of hot dogs in our lives, we've glommed on to a dog that's much more simple but still very traditional. The Late Night Hot Dog Stand offers steamed dogs simply dressed in mustard, relish, onion, sport peppers, and an overly generous mound of fresh-cut fries. Well, that sounds like your average. Sounds like a Gene and Jude dog to me.
Well, it's right next door to your John's.
Yeah, that's right. It's right across the street from John's.
The shrimp. They do fried shrimp.
Hey, what about the hot dog place in the heart of Wicker Park there? It's right by Big Star. And it's only open in the middle of the night. Like it's just a little like hot dog stand.
Wait, are you talking about it's like underdog?
Yeah. It's good, but I think they're only open like from 2 a.m. to like 6 a.m. or something.
I mean, I wouldn't seek it out.
Well, at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you want a hot dog, and you're in Wicker Park,
yeah,
right there.
I mean, I'll tell you this much: the place next door, that Mexican place, is the worst ever.
Okay,
I forget the name, but it is god awful.
All right, how about the Peach Italian Lemonade at Mario's Italian Lemonade? It's the stand opposite Al's on Taylor. Okay. Mozzarella sticks from Roots Handmade Pizza. Do you know where that is?
I've heard of it. I have not had it.
Let's see. Hot chocolate from Mindy's Hot Chocolate.
I haven't been there. I hear good things, though.
It's a Bucktown Bistro.
Yeah. I have a gift card for them. I just haven't used it.
All right. Italian Beef from Al's Italian Beef. I don't go with Al's. I don't. I like Mr. Beef. I like Portillo's for beef. What do you like for Italian beef? You don't like Italian beef?
I mean, I do. I never really. Because if there's a hot dog, I'll go for the hot dogs.
Oh, man. Italian beef, both types of peppers, double dipped.
I don't know, but I usually, it's like, ooh, a hot dog.
Oh, man. I always opt for a beef over a hot dog. Well, it depends. If I'm really, really hungry, I'll get a beef. But if I'm like, I'm just going to throw a hot dog
down. I had a beef at Susie's.
Susie's is awesome.
With I think it has sausage in it.
Yeah, well, that's called the combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the combo. Susie's is awesome. Open right now, Susie's.
That's 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those milkshakes. We just go and get milkshakes.
That place rules. Susie's
night.
Rules, man. Always has. What is it? Montrose and Elston, right? Montrose near Elston.
Yeah, a little bit after Elston.
Right by my apartment. It's very close to my apartment.
Yeah, if you just walk down the street.
Yeah.
Not that I've done that after dropping you off or anything.
All right, we got to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll wrap up the food stuff. If you've got any, send them in to us, and we'll read them or we'll talk to you on the air. 312-981-7200. Such a great song. This is our last of the Wild Card Wednesday choices. Great choice. 815 area code. Thunderclap Newman with Something's in the Air. Used to tremendous effect in Almost Famous, which is such a great movie. By the way, Dan, have you watched Roadies?
No, I keep watching three-minute chunks and just I can't stomach it.
God almighty. It's Cameron Crowe,
mm-hmm.
Who was responsible for some really great movies, including Say Anything, Jerry Maguire, Vanilla Sky, and especially Almost Famous, has really hit a rough patch over the past few years. Like, really. I like the movie with the zoo. I'm the only person where Matt Damon buys a zoo.
Really?
It's called I Bought a Zoo or We Bought a Zoo.
Yeah.
I like that movie. I'm the only person who likes it. And even that one's a little questionable. But from Elizabethtown on, Aloha, and now his new show on Showtime is called Roadies. And you would think it would be awesome because it's the guy who made Almost Famous. It's mm-hmm. the guy who has had years of experience on the road with rock bands. And this show is told from the point of view of a group of eccentric roadies. It is horrible. I've watched two episodes of it. It's horrible.
Is anyone in it?
Luke Wilson is in it. God, who else is in it? Carly Gugino is in it.
Oh, so they have, huh.
No, no, there are other names in it, too, right. And I'm forgetting because I've blocked it out. Watch two episodes. It makes Vinyl look like The Wire.
Oh, no.
So
oh, boy.
Bad. All right, hey, check this out. Let's go, fifth caller. You might want to call in because right now, if you're the fifth caller, you get a pair of tickets to the 9th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention. It's sold out. It's this weekend. It's at the Hilton Chicago this weekend. Fifth caller, 312-981-7200. This is a big prize. We have another pair to give away tomorrow. We will give away another pair tomorrow. But we have a pair to give away right now. Fifth caller, 312-981-7200. We'll get a pair of tickets to the completely sold out Blackhawks convention for this weekend.
This is like a secret win.
That's right. I just...
Because out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
It's like, what?
And I'm telling you... Whoa! Oh. And I'm telling you now ahead of time, we have one more pair to give away, and the last day that we're going to be able to give it away is tomorrow. So tomorrow morning between 2 and 5 a.m., sometime between 2 and 5 a.m., another hard-to-find, sold-out pair of passes to the Blackhawks convention for this weekend. All right. All right. I've got a couple of texts here. Do we have a winner? We have a winner. Lisa!
No, I did it!
You won!
I want to swear, but I won't.
You can't.
Oh, God, this is awesome.
Yes. All right, Lisa. Good. You know what I love? I love hockey chicks. I love chicks who get excited about hockey. I'm already in love with you, Lisa.
Dick, you don't understand. My sister and I travel. Like in March, we drove to St. Louis, and then the next day we left and drove to Dallas to follow them.
You know what? I love you. I am in love with you, Lisa. I am officially in love with you.
So excited.
Yes. This is what I like to hear.
See, that's good.
Someone who's really, really excited about winning.
Oh, yeah.
And a chick who travels around the country to follow the Hawks. You're awesome, Lisa.
A 50-year-old chick.
Right on. You're a 50-year-old chick. Well, God bless you. All right. Have you been to the convention before? I'm assuming you have.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, Lisa. This is going to be so awesome.
Oh, God, I'm shaking.
Oh, that's so cool. You've never been to the convention, and she travels to Dallas and St. Louis to see the team. I think this might be my favorite giveaway ever. Someone.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. I am so excited. My sister and I were literally poring over the schedule for next year to decide where we're going to go to see them.
Well, you can get help from the team when you go to the convention. All right, Lisa, hang on, okay? Dan's going to get information and give you all the info, okay? Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Nick.
You rule, and have fun at the convention, okay?
Oh my God, like you can't believe.
Okay, take care. Hold on a second. That's awesome.
No, those are my favorite. I hate it when people are like, oh, what?
Yeah, thanks. Because, you know, like people listen to the radio and they hear free, they immediately just start calling.
Right.
It could be anything. You might not be available that day. If I were to say, I'm going to give away free bags of poo, there would be people, the phone lines would light up for 5 hours.
Like, what, they're free?
A free bag of poo? I got to get that. It's free. And then, like, somebody in the room with them is like, yeah, but it's a bag of poo. Well, it's free. It's a free bag of poo. And then the other person said, you know, you can make a free bag of poo all by yourself.
Yeah, but they give it to you.
But this guy's going to give me a free bag of poo. I've got to be the fifth caller right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sold-out bag of poo. You can't get it anywhere else. All the years I've been doing radio, whenever you say free, people somehow,
right.
There's people out there,
yeah.
Their brains explode. They turn into the wolf from a Tex Avery cartoon and go, and their tongue sticks out. Then I like a lot of people call up and go, yeah, what did I win? Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's when you should be like, nope, you're out.
Yeah.
Done.
No, that's when you say, you get a bag of poo. The other people... are going to get something good. The other people are going to get convention passes.
Yeah.
You, because you don't know what you called in for, we're going to send you a bag of poo. Bag of poo, by the way, was my radio nickname in college.
Was it O apostrophe?
It was your bag o poo. Yeah, bag o poo. I was Irish. I was bag o poo. Oh, brother. Okay, we got some more food stuff to talk about before we wrap that up. The show coming up after this, of course, is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. Let's find out what's coming up on the show. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. Were you a bag of poo from Cornwall, England?
No, I was Irish.
Okay.
Oh, poo.
Cornwall, England.
Corn. Oh, I see.
You get it.
I see.
Yeah. I can't.
It would have worked better if there was a Cornwall in Ireland.
It would. You're right. Yeah.
But I got you. I understand.
I'll work on my writing for tomorrow.
Okay.
I know I can do better.
Okay.
So you've seen this guy that was killed in the Tesla car. He was beta testing one of these autonomous cars. Well, a research professor from Amherst University presented some refinements last night. He's among several appearing at a conference in New York who say, we need to slow way, way down on this. And Tesla has no business being beta testing these things on the road. It's an exclusive. We'll have it next on the opening bell. You'll be very surprised by what he has to say. Coming up, and we'll also go to London to say goodbye to David Cameron. All next.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
All right. Here's a few more suggestions for food that you should eat when you're in Chicago. Bridgeport Bakery, 773 area code, says Bridgeport Bakery has delicious old-fashioned bacon buns.
What? Bacon buns?
I would imagine it's similar to what we were talking about before.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
The bread that's stuffed with the onions and the potatoes and the bacon.
Mm.
Old-fashioned bacon buns. That was also my name when I was on the radio. It was Bag O' Poo and old-fashioned bacon buns. Yeah! Doing morning drive. Old-fashioned bacon buns and my Irish buddy Bag O' Poo. mm-hmm. 708 area code White Palace on Roosevelt. Now, here's the thing. I know you've never been there.
No, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
But you've never been to Manny's? It's right down the street.
I know, but it was late at night.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's the hours thing about Manny's. Okay,
right.
I gotcha.
It's never open.
I was going to say, you know, why didn't you just walk four blocks down and go to Manny's? You're at White Palace. White Palace is pretty great.
Yeah, it was
the only
wonderful.
Problem with White Palace is the last time I was down there, they still have a big big sign on the outside of the building with that that tattooed human garbage can with the frosted tips, Guy Fieri, on the side of the on the side of the building.
Yeah.
That's not good, man. Take that down. Like, you can walk in and see that idiot. And it's like, what am I?
I know.
So, the tattooed human garbage can with frosted tips. Did you ever see the video of that they put together? And we're out of time, but do you ever see the video that's available on YouTube of "Hurt" by Johnny Cash, the cover of the Nine Inch Nails song?
Yeah, yeah.
And they put it over of just video of Guy Fieri eating.
Yeah, no, I've seen that.
It's beautiful.
I've also seen the one where the food's coming out.
Yeah, it's backwards. It's the meme of him doing GIF doing of him going backwards.
Yeah,
I highly recommend watching Guy Fieri eat to the sound of "Hurt" by Johnny Cash. Pretty spectacular. All right, Esmeralda, I will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
It is Triple Play Thursday, and we'll be back.